just a little note. See or tell me. I have learned the prayer to Saint Michael. And the best way to learn it is to say it and repeat it. We need help. And this is another purpose. Moreover, the evil spirit is a manifestation of God's justice. Some of you I've briefly told about my very good friend, Father Orlando Prosperi, the associate exorcist of the city of Rome, who assists Father Candido, who is the chief exorcist of Rome. They have so many possessed people, either in the city of Rome itself, or people come from other cities to be exorcised. In a busy week, he said, we will have as many as 12 or 13 possessions. Father Orlando, and I'm in Rome, we always spend some time together. He drives me around. We have a dinner together. And we always, among other subjects, talk about the devil. As he was driving me to the airport, this is the last, or the previous to the last time that we met, he said on the way to the airport, when I remarked about his new Fiat, new car, where'd you get it? Oh, he says, there's a story behind this, that I had an old car, and last May, that would have been months before our conversation, I was going up one of the hills of Rome, quite a steep hill, when all of a sudden, and the windows were down, I felt a terrible heat. I looked around and I noticed the two sides of the car were on fire. The metal was burning. Well, I had to get out quick. I managed to stop the car, and the handle was burning hot. But I managed to get out just in time to see the car go up in flames. For the next half hour, I watched the car smolder. By that time, a crowd had gathered. Nothing was left except the wheels, the axle, and just the skeleton. The metal had burnt, which is physically impossible. There's not enough heat produced by the combustible material. Then the skeleton of a car, when the flames finally died down, suddenly started on its own, to the horror of everybody. It started moving up the hill and reached the crest of the hill, and there it stopped on the flat ground, a specter against the sky. Well, that was scary, he said. But the next day I had an exorcism of a girl, 16 years old. And we find that the most successful exorcisms are done before the Blessed Sacrament. Sometimes the devil will give the person so much weight. There are two strong men. I always have a man with me. Two of us can't budge a person that physically would weigh 100 or so pounds. Weighs tons. But if we can manage to drag, and they scream, they kick, they shout, and they weigh literally sometimes a ton. But in this case, they manage to drag the girl into church, into a chapel. They always close the doors, they have witnesses, and they begin the exorcism. It lasted about 2 hours, and ideally, if we can keep the person there, they will tear things, they will break furniture, depending on how violent the evil spirit is in them. They don't want to assist at Mass. The devil under no circumstances wants to assist of the Holy Sacrifice. And during the Mass, the possessed people, no matter how far back we get them, and we usually keep them in the back of the chapel, maybe 100 or more feet, like a serpent, they will spit in a straight line, physically impossible, and after the consecration, hit the chalice. But he says, during the whole exorcism, there was a totally unearthly smell, such as none of us had ever smelt before. It was exactly the kind of smell let off by the car the day before in burning. When we have occasion to come to the devil again, we'll tell more stories about the evil spirit. What is the function of the evil spirit in God's providence? It is to test us, to try us, to make us rely on God's help. But it is also to vindicate the justice of God. Let's remember, the devil is used by God to punish, not only in hell, but also on earth. That's not a trivial statement. The powers of evil can be unleashed and allowed to do their work. No one can tell me that the hydra of communism is not demonic in its inspiration and its superhuman success in less than, well, it was 60 years last year, less than three quarters of a century. More than one half of the human race is already under the heel of communism. And the recognition of Red China by the United States, as political scientists, whom I know and I talk to in New York, say, this is the most humbling confession of the United States in her two centuries of existence of how weak she is. Fearful, she now wants to join up with a power that, well, since 1950, in the last 28 years, has the worst record of dehumanization, worse even than Russian communism. The evil spirits. And by the way, the late Pope Paul VI, especially towards the end of his reign, was talking just this way, that we might pray and beg the Lord to spare us from the justice that he has a right to exercise and venge himself on a sinful world where he uses the evil spirit, not physical power, it's intelligence. It's cunning, it's shrewdness, it's an evil mind, that we might know how to cope with this evil force that is not only, I repeat, in hell, but sadly also active in our midst. Shall we say the Angelus, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen? The angel of the Lord declared unto